Abraham teaches about our power, our intention, our focus. And as we focus and open to the infinite nature of who we are grateful to receive that great love that is here for us. It comes to us with every breath. It comes to us in every moment. Infinite love. Infinite love. And so I invite you to breathe into your heart center and feel infinite love, or feel for infinite love if you don't feel it initially, knowing that it is there. Sometimes we're like little fish immersed in water looking for water. We look around for love when it is within us and all around us all the time. The infinite love of our inner being. The infinite love of life itself resides with us, as us, all the time. And that beautiful love that we are is directed by our focus of attention. So as we connect and feel that love, feel that gratitude for life, feel for your inner being being grateful for your life here on the leading edge. We are the leading edge of thought. We are that which comes and experiences contrast and creates new choices and expands the universe with our focus of attention. And our inner beings say thank you to us 100 times a day for living in the contrast, for delighting in life. They are so grateful and joyful when we connect with the love that they are, that we are, and know ourselves more fully and clearly as who we truly are. Love itself, power itself, the focus of the universe through our little lens on the leading edge of thought, guiding the energy that creates worlds. And although Marcia hasn't arrived yet, she suggested I do this meditation on unconditional love. And as I was listening last night about what to do today, what I heard was infinite love and gratitude. Dr. Daryl Weissman created a modality for healing based on infinite love and gratitude. And we can recognize the truth of our being in infinite love and gratitude, whether we have anything to heal or not. We can allow ourselves to guide the infinite love and gratitude of the universe by our focus of attention. So let us begin by looking at our bodies and bring infinite love and gratitude to our faces. What a joy it is to be living in a person with a face, with a smile, with sparkling eyes. Send infinite love and gratitude to your face, to the uniqueness of your being expressed in every curve and every line, every muscle. Feel your face respond, perhaps, with a smile for receiving infinite love and gratitude. When was the last time you sent love and gratitude directly to your face? Let that love and gratitude within you light up your face, sparkle in your eyes, bring out the beauty of the divine within you. Infinite love and gratitude now to our hair, our scalps, our brains, our eyes, the vision that connects our eyes with our brains and allows us to perceive the vibrations of life as things and people, sending infinite love and gratitude to vision and hearing, sending infinite love and gratitude to our ears and our capacity for interpreting vibrations as sound. as familiar voices, as the chirping of birds and the croaking of frogs, as the wind in the trees and the rain on the roof we had last night. Feeling infinite love and gratitude for our capacity to appreciate sound, to hear, and sending infinite love and gratitude to our sense of smell, the fragrances of life, the scent of wild roses or Russian olive trees in the woods, the scent of lilacs, the scent of bread baking or apple pie, the scent of your favorite food cooking, the scent of someone you love. Feeling the energy of scent and fragrance in life. I read once that fragrance takes time. We can see things on the fly, but to really smell something, you have to relax and breathe deeply and take it in. Let's take in our infinite love and gratitude for our sense of smell today, for our noses, our sinuses, and our sense of taste, our mouths that express us so powerfully in smiles and speaking also express us by tasting our food, by helping us determine what is appealing and what we would rather pass by. We know that infinite love and gratitude is present right here and right now for our sense of taste and the delightful things that the universe brings us. Sparkling clear water and wonderful tastes that appeal to you. I love chocolate and lemon and watermelon, lobster. Whatever it is for you that makes your heart sing. Blueberries, perhaps, or winter squash. I don't know what your turn-on is, but whatever it is, send infinite love and gratitude to this abundant universe that gives us a gazillion different tastes to try and savor and bask in, enjoying this buffet of life through our senses. We send infinite love and gratitude into our throats and the blessing of swallowing that is such an important part of our ability to nurture ourselves with food. And we bless our digestive and elimination systems that allow our bodies to utilize all of the amazing nutrients that are broken down in our food and make an avocado and cheese sandwich into an eyeball. Or a cup of soup into a fingernail. How does that happen? And yet our bodies are magic. They're miracles. Let's send infinite love and gratitude to our body's capacity to digest and assimilate and eliminate food. Infinite love and gratitude to all of these beautiful organ cells and systems that work together so powerfully to provide us with mobility and health and ease and comfort. Feeling the grace of our bodies, we turn our awareness to our respiratory system, to our beautiful lungs, to the wonder of breathing, and how our lungs connect to our inner workings so that everything moves and the oxygen is extracted and carbon monoxide is excreted and we breathe in and breathe out with such ease. And yet 70% of all we need comes in through our breathing. And much of what we no longer need is excreted through our breath, expiring as we exhale. And so let's send infinite love and gratitude to that amazing respiratory system that supports our body so powerfully and perfectly, waking and sleeping all through the days and nights for every moment of our lives. Infinite love and gratitude to our ability to breathe, relaxing into that breath, and turning our awareness to our circulatory system and the beating of our hearts. the magical heart that pumps the blood through the body and takes the oxygen from the lungs and distributes it to cells that are calling for it everywhere, that utilizes water metabolism and movement through the body, knowing this powerful circulatory system that works so magnificently. We rarely give it a thought. Let's send infinite love and gratitude to our hearts, our arteries, our veins, our entire circulatory system, blessing it for all of the good that it does for us in so many perfect ways, appreciating our bodies, appreciating our lives that are sustained in these bodies, knowing what a gift it is to carry infinite love and gratitude within us, available to direct with the power of our attention. And bringing our attention even more magnificently to these powerful bodies, let us give thanks for the skeletal system, all of our bones, our joints, and the ability for our bodies to be three-dimensional and move through space with comfort and joy. Giving thanks for our bones and all of the things that connect our bones and make them so flexible and movable. Giving thanks for our skull and our necks, our spines and our tailbones, our arm bones and our leg bones and our finger bones and our toe bones. Feeling the joy of the incredible flexibility just of a wrist or a knee to turn us and support us and allow us the incredible dexterity of our fingers and our hands. These bones are so wonderfully wrought. Let us send infinite love and gratitude into our bones, feeling that infinite energy moving through us, gracing our bones with love, gracing our bones with light, knowing our bones are stronger for our grateful attention to them, knowing that they are healthy and that on the inside they are producing our blood cells. They're working for us in such magical ways. Our bodies really are remarkable organs, cells, systems, and units. We have so much to be grateful for. So let's send infinite love and gratitude to our muscles, to all of the things that allow us this flexibility around our bones. And let's send great infinite love and gratitude to our skin that holds us all together so that our guts don't fall out as we walk along. So we can appreciate with joy the beautiful skin and the multi layers of it that have so many functions beyond just holding us together. Trusting and knowing that our skin knows what to do when we are cut, it heals. We have this miracle of an immune system within us that knows how to rebalance and revitalize. Let's send infinite love and gratitude to our immune system. Trusting and knowing that all is truly well, that there is beauty and love and light and power and peace in our bodies. Knowing infinite love and gratitude for these amazing bodies that we share with each other, with the world, that we allow these bodies to be life, to use our consciousness to move these bodies around the world. So much love and gratitude to these magnificent bodies that we love so well, that we appreciate so much, that we are so grateful to occupy during our lives. We are our bodies. We are more than our bodies. We are consciousness within our bodies. But our bodies are an expression of God, just as we are. Every organ, cell, and system blessed. Sending infinite love and gratitude to our bodies. We just give thanks now. And as we come back into this room and begin to stretch our bodies and relax more deeply, we just open our eyes and look with gratitude at the amazing bodies that surround us for the love and the beauty of the peace of the divine within us. We are blessed, and we know it, and so it is.